Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the show today. This quick 15-minute power up, just trying to get you motivated, get you focused, get you informed to build the strongest small business that you can. And keep in mind that it takes time. It takes patience. It takes being methodical and slow and steady wins the race. Build consistently. And so today we're talking about continuing our talk about small businesses are failing and why, part four. We're going to wrap it up tomorrow with part five, and we're going to be drilling down over the next couple of days on failure reasons and some of the solutions for you to be much more successful in what you're doing. And I hope you're hearing me okay. I'm going to make sure that my mic is exactly what it needs to be. And anyway, so we're talking about small businesses are failing and why, part four, drill down on failure reasons. The Margaret Jackson radio show personality here in Silicon Valley on AM 1220 KDOW. This is the extended Money 2.0 show, or extended Business on the Edge. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge is my show here in Silicon Valley and around the world. And this is the extended show, Business on the Edge. And let's get cracking. So some of the reasons, as we talked about yesterday, for business failures is poor ideas, poor business ideas. You may think that you have a great business idea, and maybe your family, maybe your coworkers, maybe people are saying, hey, you should start a business because maybe you sold a couple of things to, and that idea to, family or friends. And it's really not selling to family and friends. It's really making an effort to sell to people who do not know you, to get to them, to expose your products and services to them, and see whether or not the market will bear it and people will buy it. But the ways for you to kind of figure that out is to go through your idea assessment, your feasibility analysis, to really determine whether or not this is something you should be doing. Be careful, be wary of people just saying, hey, you should go in business for yourself because you're really good at that. Just because you're great at something, maybe baking cookies, maybe consulting to some degree, you're great at giving advice, life coaching, or maybe you are very good with innovating things. Maybe you like to build things, and people will say, hey, you should go into business for yourself because you're great at woodworking. Maybe not. Got to really see whether or not the idea will bear the weight, allow you to wedge into your market. And remember, there's really not anything that's new that's really being done. Innovating, Steve Jobs was fantastic at innovation. He didn't really produce anything new. He innovated what was already there. His patents are patents that he bought and purchased from other idealists, right? Other inventors. And as a result of his genius to be able to innovate extremely well, it made a difference for him. And obviously the company, I mean, Apple is a $2 trillion company today, and that's a result of, even though he's no longer with us, that's a result of the hard work that he put in. So poor ideas. And you can work out poor ideas. Poor ideas can be worked out through the idea assessment, which is the least amount, the least expensive for you to do, the feasibility analysis. But it has to pass the asset test first, the idea assessment. Really get a group, a group that are professional, skilled, that are not going to just tell you what you want to hear, but really give you true blue information for you to say, you know what, it's a good idea, but it's not an idea that you should, you know, it doesn't have enough weight or viability to really start a business. That's okay. And entrepreneurship is more than just doing the things that you enjoy doing. Maybe because you enjoy cooking, that's great. But there's other things that happens in the business that you have to think about that, you know, oftentimes small business owners really don't want to focus on and do. But that's part of the grunt work in, you know, building your business. And I can't do what I do all day. I can't sit on radio all day long and just talk and not take care of the important things that are going on within the infrastructure of the business. I've got to make sure that the business taxes are paid. I've got to make sure that the paperwork for the C corporation is taken care of, all of these different things that you face as small business owners. You know, you have your business tax license, you have your fictitious business name statement, you have all of these different things. You have operations, you have to put your put together flow charts, possibly manufacturing. So there's a lot that goes into really operating that business. So when you think about starting a business, don't just think about, hey, I can make a lot of money doing the thing that I enjoy doing the best, maybe as an artist. But there's other things as well. I'll hire someone else to do it. Yeah, eventually, probably. But in the beginning, you're wearing those 15 different hats. And so businesses have a hard time going through that that process and creating their business plan. So another reason businesses fail, and we're drilling down here, these reasons, is not having a business plan, not having a business model. And I talked a little bit about that yesterday. The business model is how you make money. And it really consists of three things. And that's your product service, your costs, and your sustainability. And you're figuring that out. You're figuring out how you're going to engage your customers. Who are your customers? They're not everybody. What are the demographics? What's their revenue? Not everyone may have the capacity to purchase your products or service, especially if they're high-end costs. What type of business do you want to be? Do you want to be a luxury price kind of company, or do you want an affordable affordability? And so maybe there's cost savings there, or are you trying to blend the two, which is called a blue dolphin strategy, which is not a very good strategy to work because you're trying to give high-end experience at low cost. And at some point that's going to catch up with you. And we saw that with Richard Branson's Virgin America Airlines, which I loved. You had a high-end experience, and you had Southwest costs. And guess what? He wasn't making any money. In fact, he ended up selling it because he was losing it. It was just drowning. And so Alaska Airlines came along and took it off his hands. And there is no longer Virgin America. You have, you know, Alaskan Airlines. So which is affordable way to fly as well. So you have to think about the things that are going to keep you in business. Your business plan makes you think about what you're not thinking about. It makes you take a granular look at your mission, your vision, your keys to success, your objectives, your company history, and you certainly can do a lean business plan. And I don't really recommend a lean business plan starting out, because you really need to just do the hard work. As you get further, if you're a little further along, then certainly you can revise your business plan to be a little bit leaner. Everyone wants to hit the ground running, and they want grant money, and they don't want any money that they have to pay back. So they want to do crowdfunding. And all of these things are not bad ideas. They're just not practical. And when you're looking at grants are very competitive, very difficult to get. I write grants often, and I win a lot, but we lose some as well. And you're competing with maybe the whole country or a region or a state, and you have to really, to compete well, you really have to be savvy in doing that. And small businesses oftentimes don't know how to respond to that. I just have a few more minutes before we're out of here. But I would recommend that you get mentorship, or you get some support, you get some help. And so UPS did this study, and they put in this article, and this was back in 2014, I believe, the UPS Store Makes Mentoring Month Matter for Small Business Owners is the name of it. And it says, confirming the importance of mentors, 70% of small business owners that receive mentoring, like SBDC scores, Women Business Centers, and so on, survive for 5 years or more, double the rate of those who do not receive mentoring. So you can hire a coach, a business coach. You can get free coaching and services from the SBA programs, like SCORE, like the SBDC programs, Women Business Center programs, Veteran Business Center programs, to get some support and educate yourself. So many tons of free classes and workshops out there, for sure. So you want to make sure that you do that. And so you want to focus on where your deficits are at. You want to make sure that, try not to start your business before you've done your idea assessment, feasibility. Be honest, brutally honest with yourself. Poke holes, find the problems, determine whether or not, do some surveys, put some, you know, freebie surveys out there. You got freebie survey services that you can put out there, and try to get a pulse on what the community might say, your target audience. And maybe that's millennials. Maybe it's senior citizens. Maybe it's 30-year-olds to 55-year-olds. Maybe it's all women. Maybe it's all men. Maybe it's LGBT community. Maybe it is a minority community. Whatever it is, get a pulse of what they may purchase, and at what purchase price will they purchase it at. So don't think you're just going to dive in and it's going to be all gravy. It's not. It's going to be a lot of hard work. It's going to be excruciating, difficult, hard work. And we're seeing most of these businesses fail with the first year, first 5 years, and I'm really trying to help you sidestep that, whether you're an author or a speaker, you know, all of these things. Because you write a book doesn't mean that people are going to buy it and read it, because you put it on Amazon. And so there's a lot that you have to do. And tomorrow, when we drill down, we're going to talk about the marketing and advertising and the branding and really what it takes to do it well. And small businesses are really notorious for just blowing it in this area. Where Steve Jobs, his motto, his thought was, we cannot afford not to market. And you know what? He became the number one MP3 provider in the world, beating out the competition at that time, who did not want to put a lot of energy into marketing. He wanted guarantees, and you don't really get guarantees. You can mitigate, and you can strategize, and you can put your best foot forward and get your money working for you, most of it. But you're going to always lose a little bit when it comes to investing in marketing, advertising, and branding. But some of that money is going to work for you. But we got to get out of here. Be good to someone. Tune in tomorrow for our Power Up, and have a fantastic, ridiculous, great day. I'm out of here.